Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 5 through 8. The Reverend John Folley is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall administer justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called: The Lord is our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when they shall no longer say, As the Lord lives, who brought up the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives, who brought up and led the offspring of the house of Israel out of the north country and out of all the countries where they had been driven, then they shall dwell in their own land. O Lord, have mercy upon us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord. This is one of the themes of Advent: the arrival of the Savior of the nations, for the resurrection of the dead and the final judgment. That's why we live in hope. That's why we can live in hope. That's why we are reminded in the Advent wreath when we light the candle of hope. Because it is a hope that, if for us, is eternal, will never ever be extinguished. But when will you come, O Lord? When? When will this righteous branch of David reign as a benevolent king and not like the tyrants who subjugate us and engorge themselves while living in the midst of poverty? When, O Lord, will you establish finally justice and righteousness, delivering us and saving us from those who destroy us through murderous greed and spiritual deception? How are we to live in hope when you take so long in coming? What do we have to hold on to? What do we have to hope in until you come? These were the questions and the cry of the faithful Jews of the Old Testament throughout many centuries as they looked forward to God's promise to send Messiah and deliver them from unfaithful leaders and external enemies. And for us, read through almost any history of Christians since the ascension of our Lord and his promise to return, and each generation believed that the return of our Lord Jesus had to be imminent. As they looked at the state of the world, the decline of common decency and morality, and the open attacks against the gospel and Christians, they wondered, can it get any worse? Surely the Lord must be coming soon. Surely the end is near. And St. John records for us in his Revelation that even the martyred saints cry out, O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before you will judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the land? Indeed, how long? In our spiritual preparation for celebrating the birth of Christ, Advent is a good time to pause and thank God that in Jesus, true justice and righteousness have already been established. There will never be true justice and righteousness in this world, not even from us. We poor, miserable sinners, because we give evidence of a lack of justice and righteousness in our own lives through our sinful words, our actions, and our desires. So true justice and righteousness will not come from us. And in fact, we will be only disappointed if we think that justice and righteousness will come through legislation. No, true justice and righteousness must come from God. And thanks be to God, it did. When Jesus was born, Emmanuel, God in the flesh appearing, he came into this world of sin not to judge, but to save. Because God so loved the world and gave his only begotten Son, we did not get what we deserve, which is eternal condemnation. No, in divine justice, God took our sin and death upon himself as our substitute, suffering God's eternal wrath and hell's unquenchable fires in our place, as he was unjustly and unrighteously crucified for us, but then swallowed up our death in his resurrection. And now in return, he draws all sinners to himself, not to condemn, but to bless and to give the forgiveness of sins and everlasting life in his name. Perhaps during this Advent season, more humbling still, as you meditate, remember that God chose you, an unjust and unrighteous one, and he clothed you with his justice and his righteousness. Think about that. God chose me, whatever for, but other than his divine eternal mercy, for which I am grateful. And when he returns, it will be the last day for this world as we know it, but you will be raised from the dead, and you will continue to live. And when you stand before our Lord in the judgment, you will not be appearing before the Lord of the Lord of creation in his judgment with your own righteousness. No, rather you will appeal to these very words of God, in which he said, there will be that day when you will call on the Lord is my righteousness. And then with your resurrected immortal body and soul, you will live forever in his kingdom and serve him. This irrevocable promise, and this alone, is what gives a hope that can be held on to, come what may. Not only did God establish a righteous branch and administer justice and righteousness, he promised to gather his elect ones to dwell in the holy city, that is, in his holy church, where there is not only true, genuine justice and righteousness, but there is peace and security. Advent is a time to thank God for his mission of gathering his elect ones from the four corners of the world, making disciples of Jesus for life. Have you given thought to your life and your own service and your congregation that you belong to as participating in the mission of Jesus? Have you paused to realize that your service here, in this place, for this mission of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, is a way to participate in that mission as well? How about in the conversations that you have with neighbors, or the friendships that God blesses you with, or the families that he has given to you? The poor and the homeless who need mercy and love, not judgment and condemnation and ridicule. or supporting a missionary or a military chaplain as they bring this word of life throughout the world. There are many ways to engage in the mission of loving one another and giving witness to this sweet child of Bethlehem who is the Savior of the nations. This morning, as I was preparing for this sermon, I sent a copy of it to each of my children. I always do. And one of my daughters responded, and she said, "Thanks for sending this, Dad." And in part, she writes, "I appreciated the thought of playing a role in preparing for the eternal kingdom. Sometimes life feels monotonous as a stay-at-home mom. But this morning, as we listened to an Advent hymn and we talked about Jesus, I was reminded that having time to talk about the faith and raising kids in the faith is part of furthering the kingdom. Thanks for the reminder." Honestly, I wasn't even thinking about raising kids when I wrote this. Whatever vocational call you are serving that God has called you to, there is an opportunity to give witness to this one who is the Lord, our righteousness. "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, and they will." And until our Lord returns, he gives us the assurance of hope found only in his eternal word to sustain us in this faith. So we join the Apostle John and all generations of Christians as we pray, "Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.